WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, gorgeous souls. It's your girl Riley Hart here. And let's face it, in this crazy whirlwind of a world we live in, sometimes taking care of ourselves feels like an impossible luxury, right? You're juggling work, relationships, family, maybe even side hustles that are secretly your passion projects. But trust me, I get it. Life can be a total roller coaster. That's why today, on Feminine Mystique, Powerful Woman Energy Daily, we're diving into the importance of self-care, especially on Sundays. Because seriously, who doesn't deserve a little TLC after a long week? Now, let me tell you something. Self-care isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are amazing. It's about intentionally carving out time to nurture your mind, body, and soul. It's about recognizing your worth and making yourself a priority. And trust me, when you prioritize self-care, everything else in your life tends to fall into place. So, get comfy, grab your favorite beverage, and let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your self-care Sunday game. Number 1. Define what self-care really means for you. Ever notice how everyone's definition of self-care is a little different? Some people find peace in meditation, others in a killer workout session, and some crave a good old-fashioned binge-watching marathon. There's no right or wrong answer here. It's all about figuring out what truly nourishes your soul. So, think about it. What activities make you feel calm, energized, and genuinely happy? Maybe it's reading a book under a cozy blanket, taking a long walk in nature, having a heart-to-heart with a friend, or even just enjoying some quiet time by yourself. Write it down, babe. Next up, schedule it in. Seriously, treat your self-care like any other important appointment. Block out time on your calendar and make it non-negotiable. And don't worry about being super rigid, life happens, so be flexible. Just try your best to stick to the plan most of the time. Because let's face it, when we schedule things, we're more likely to actually do them. Number 3. Disconnect from the digital world. We live in a constant state of connection, which can be amazing, but it can also be totally draining. So, on Self-Care Sunday, try taking a break from social media, emails, and all those other digital distractions. Give your mind a chance to truly relax and recharge. I know, it sounds scary, but trust me, you'll thank yourself later. Speaking of recharging, number 4. Fuel your body with goodness. It's amazing how much our food choices impact our energy levels and overall well-being. So, on Self-Care Sunday, ditch the processed junk and opt for nourishing, whole foods. Think fresh fruits, veggies, lean protein, and healthy fats. And don't forget to stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water throughout the day. And finally, number 5. Get moving. It doesn't have to be a strenuous workout. Even a gentle walk in nature can do wonders for your mind and body. You know that feeling when you get outside and breathe in fresh air? So good. So put on some music, get your blood flowing, and enjoy the movement. Okay, picture this. You wake up on Sunday morning feeling refreshed after a good night's sleep. You take a few minutes to meditate or simply sit in quiet reflection before you even get out of bed. Then, you whip up a delicious and nutritious breakfast, maybe some avocado toast with poached eggs or a smoothie packed with fruits and greens, while listening to your favorite tunes. Afterward, you decide to spend the afternoon exploring a nearby park, enjoying the sunshine and fresh air. You might even pack a picnic basket and treat yourself to a little outdoor feast. Later, you settle in for a relaxing evening with a good book or movie, knowing that you've taken time to recharge and prioritize your well-being. Now, remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. When you take care of yourself, you're able to show up as the best version of yourself in all areas of your life. So go ahead, schedule that self-care Sunday and make it a non-negotiable part of your week. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with your friends who need a little self-care reminder. You know, those awesome women who are always putting everyone else first? Let's raise our glasses to prioritizing ourselves and living our best lives. Catch you on the next episode, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.